Part 1. Surprise! Chapter 1. Not the Titanic.
Whoa!
Exclaimed Avery. Isn't it grand? Gushed Maeve.
Fabuloso!
Agreed Isabel. Sweet. Very sweet, added Kitani, nodding. Docked in the Honolulu harbor was the biggest ship any of the Beacon Street girls had ever seen. It gleamed white against the bright blue sky, almost as big as an island, with a large yellow and red flower and the word Aloha in flowing red script painted on the bow. Did you know Aloha is Hawaiian for hello and goodbye? Charlotte asked her four best friends.
Aloha!
Avery shouted, walking backwards and waving. Am I coming or going? Maeve playfully shoved her friend. Avery was so eager to get going, she started jumping up and down, trying to see over all the people.
Patience, BSG. We're almost ready to board.
Mr. Ramsey, Charlotte's dad, pointed toward two men in official uniforms who were walking toward the gate. Charlotte gave her father a quick smile. Her dad, a travel writer, was working on an article about Aloha Cruise Lines for Family Travel magazine. When he proposed a special angle of traveling with tweens, the magazine and the cruise line loved it. All the girls had the opportunity to tag along on their spring vacation. So here they were, ready for the best spring break ever. Charlotte could almost feel the electricity running through the whole crowd. A few weeks ago, she never would have imagined that one day she'd be boarding a ship in Hawaii with her four best friends in the whole world.
A real cruise, Maeve exclaimed. Just the sound of the word is so romantic.
Romantic? Avery stopped jumping for a second to adjust her backpack. How about thrilling, exhilarating, and totally sweet? Surfing, more surfing. Charlotte shook her head at Avery's surfing obsession. She was the only Beacon Street girl who had been to Hawaii before. But Charlotte, who had read her father's Hawaii travel guide before they left, knew there was more to the islands than just surfing. Hawaii had history, exotic forests, birds, beaches, and so much to explore that Charlotte couldn't wait for the adventure to begin. Kitani took out a list she had made of all the different activities and which decks they were on. It always calms me down when I know what to expect, she explained to her friends.
I'm a little nervous, Isabel admitted, turning slightly pink. I've just never been on a boat this big.
Maeve squinted at the ship, sizing it up.
It's at least as big as a shopping mall, Isabel shook her head. Try three shopping malls.
Charlotte squeezed her friend's arm. It's really no big deal.
Izzy, you'll be so busy drawing all the amazing things we're going to see that you'll forget you haven't done this a million times.
Isabel took a deep breath and hugged her sketch pad close. She knew she was incredibly lucky just being able to go with her friends on an all-expenses-paid cruise. She even had a little bit of babysitting money saved up for some Hawaiian souvenirs. Charlotte was probably right. Going on a huge ship is no problema.
Let's just hope it's not the Titanic, Avery joked, and started belting out in an off-key voice the theme song to the popular movie.
Maeve quickly joined in, and when Isabel started humming along in her pretty voice, Charlotte knew Izzy would be just fine.
Come on, Kitani, Maeve urged. You know you love this song.
I do not. Kitani fixed her friends with a serious look that soon melted into a smile. Besides, no one, she pointed out, wants to hear the K-girl sing.
Good point, Charlotte teased.
As the crowd started to inch forward, Kitani gathered her luggage around her. Navigating through the throng with her three matching bags, which had been three mismatched suitcases until she gave them the special K-girl treatment the week before, was proving to be difficult. At least her bags were light and compact, unlike Maeve's two gigantic, unwieldy suitcases.